Here's the news.
Oh. Sports.
Yeah. That's sports. That's your sports. Sports is done, okay?
Sports is done.
Oh.
Classic tracks. New music.
Yes.
This is Virgin Radio.
Oh.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just sad? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid?
Virgin Radio.
Seconds from my heart, a bullet from the door. Helpless, I surrender, shackled by your love. Holding me like this, poison on your lips. Only when it's over, silence hit so hard. 'Cause it was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love. When I heard that. Ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on to someone, but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell so far, now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close. It was almost love.
Classic tracks.
New music.
This is Virgin Radio.
George!
am miming the drums. I'm miming the drums. And even though one of those drums is a kick drum, I'm miming them both with my hands. Oh! Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Harrison. That's a song, isn't it? I mean, literally, that is a song, but it is a good song, is what I'm trying to say. Morning, dear listener. Sunday morning. Can I say? What a genuine thrill to be following Mr. Richard Skinner. Absolute radio royalty. He came out to me earlier on. He went, hello, Ian. My name's Richard Skinner. I went, oh, yes! The voice! And when I came in and chatted to him just before 10, I realised I asked him, as the words were tumbling out of my mouth, I realised I was asking him a really dumb question. I said, Richard, did you know Thursday was the 32nd anniversary of Live Aid? Were you there? Oh, jeez. Were you there? To Richard Skinner? Aye, aye, aye. He opened the bloody thing. He opened it. Of course he was there. So it is 32 years since Live Aid. I was 11 years old at the time, and I'll be honest, I wasn't very interested in it. I was not very interested in it. My sister, on the other hand, who was 14, was very interested in it. And I think that's partly why I wasn't so interested in it, because at that age, I liked winding her up. You know, in our house in the 80s, this is true, we were reliving the great Monkees Beatles war of 1967. It's true. Anyway, this morning, between now and 1 o'clock, as well as looking through the papers over the week and today, I would like to know, please, your memories of Live Aid 32 years ago this week. But more importantly, why did you miss bits of it, and what did you miss? Maybe your mum, you know, put the Hoover on and you missed Nick Kershaw. Was Nick Kershaw at Live Aid? Can you phone in, actually? Can we get the full running order of Live Aid from memory? No Google. Heather has tweeted me, at Ian Lee, the reason I missed Live Aid was I was coming home from Japan. First trip for work and travel business, as the Japanese museum were paying. I was accompanying the objects and worried. Can anyone beat that? Hey, you can call in. I know you're not used to it, but you've got to work for your music this morning. 0333 003 3300. 0333 003 3300 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Why did you miss Live Aid?
New music. This is Virgin Radio.
It's you I need to take the blues away. without words. Bless you and bless me. Bless the bees and the birds.
Virgin Radio.
Listener, Ian Lee, Virgin Radio, ton, ton, ton. Here we go. The radio revolution continues Sunday mornings from 10 o'clock. All the other radio stations have closed down for the next few hours. They know there's no chance. They know. So Thursday was the 32nd anniversary of Live Aid.
Right.
And I'm asking, why did you miss Live Aid? Maybe your mum came in and did the hoovering, so you missed Adam and the Ants. Was Adam and the Ants? I don't really remember. The number of people who have replied to me on Twitter saying, yeah, the reason I missed it, Ian, is because I wasn't born then. I mean, for crying out loud, guys, what is this? Alex has tweeted, I wasn't allowed to watch it as my dad was watching the test match on BBC Two.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
You can call in, by the way, this show on Sunday mornings from now on. I'm here until they remove me at gunpoint. You can call in about the stuff I'm talking about or about anything. The phone number, 0333 00 3300. I believe those were the numbers that Dredge inputted on his telephone. He's now going to speak to us, aren't you, Dredge?
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Sorry, is that Dredge or is that Bob Dylan? Hey, let's have a Dylan off. Okay. Yeah, Bob Dylan on the radio.
Well, it's nice to see you or hear you or speak to you again.
It's nice to speak to you too, Bob Dylan.
You see, that's what I missed at Live Aid.
Yes.
That was the performance I missed.
Bob Dylan?
Well, he played the American Live Aid right at the end. He was the sort of headline, wasn't he?
Oh, was he? Here's the thing. I don't really remember the running. I know the Beach Boys were on. And I know that everyone thought the Beatles were going to reform with Julian Lennon. And when Paul McCartney came out, he came out with three other people. And it was a long shot from a long way away. And my dad went, flipping it, they got the Beatles back together. And then it zoomed in and it wasn't. I think it was Midge Bob Geldof, A.N. Other.
Well, that was near enough.
That's near enough. That's close. It's almost. So why did you miss Bob Dylan?
Well, I mean, it was on TV at about 3 in the morning, I think, and I was 15 at the time.
Yeah.
And I was sad to miss what I think is generally regarded as one of the worst performances there's ever been.
He doesn't give the audience what they want, and by that I mean his songs sung in the way they were recorded on record.
Have you seen the Dylan performance live, eh?
No, I haven't.
Because I think he went on, and Keith Richards and Ron Wood were with him, and he hadn't told them what he was going to do.
Delicious. Delicious.
So I read about this afterwards. Like Ron Wood goes up there, and Bob Dylan says,
"Yeah,
okay, now we're going to do the Ballad of Hollis Brown."
Oh.
And Ron Wood thinks, Hollis Brown, that's a cough medicine, isn't it?
Dredge, thank you for that, but you've seen it in retrospect now that you're an old man.
Well, I've just been catching up with it now, so, thanks for the reminder.
There we go. Thank you for the reminder, Dredge. We will take that. This is what we're going to do. Why did you miss certain bits of Live Aid? 0333 00 3300, and also the worst performances you have ever seen. Can we top Bob Dylan at Live Aid?
Girl, be glad. In a night, could look into my eyes.
This is Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
that's a Sunday morning sound. Not that necessarily that song, but that.
You know, you did.
Okay, guys. Okay, there's no need to show off all the drums and the guitars and all of that stuff. Good morning, dear listener. The radio revolution gently trots on as I'm here Sunday mornings on Virgin Radio. My name is Ian Lee. Between 10 and 1, the week just gone was the 32nd anniversary of Live Aid. And we are asking you this morning, why did you miss it? And what bits did you miss? I didn't really watch it. It was on. I remember it being on because my sister wanted to see it because all her favourites are on there. And I'm looking at the running order now. Second band, who knows what the second band were? First band, we all know the first band. We all know the first band. I'm not even going to say what the first band was because you know what the first band was, right? 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 Second band. Aha. Style Council. There are some weird bands on here as well that I've never heard of. Who the hell is Bernard Watson, guys? Anybody? Bernard Watson? No? The Hooters? Anyone know who the Hooters are? And Opus. Really? If you want to give us a call, I say us, I mean me, of course. You may do that. This show will be all the better for your telephone calls over the coming weeks and months, if we can stay here that long. The telephone number is 0333 00 and you can call in about the stuff that I'm talking about. You're also just welcome to phone in and just have a chat. Honestly, it's not one of those shows where I'd like to call in about the topic. Call in about whatever you want, I don't care. Oh, 333 00 is the telephone number. My name is Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio. And I don't want to sound like an old man, right? But this is a flipping tune, isn't it? Hey, hey? This is a tune, guys. This is what it's all about. It's Jane.
Sit down next to me.
Thanks, Sports.
Classic.
Thank you, Sports.
New music.
This is Virgin Radio.
Oh, 333-00-333-00. I'm going to tell you in a minute. This is the next story is horrible, right? I picked some of the best stories from the week. And the next story is about a delivery driver who delivered a package that the person hadn't quite ordered. It's a dirty story. It's a very dirty story. Very dirty story.
Virgin Radio.
I had to
ask me your questions. Oh, let's go back to the start. Running in circles, coming in tails, heads on a silence apart. Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Reminded, of course, last week was the 32nd anniversary of Live Aid, and playing Prince 1999. This year is the 18th anniversary, not of that song, but of the year 1999. It doesn't time fly. 18 years since it was 1999. I mean, really?
Oh,
really, really, really. That was Coldplay, this is the Archies. Yes, 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 yes. This is real music, guys. Real music made by a cartoon band, huh? Morning, this is Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio UK. 0333 00 0000. You can call in about anything. Listen to this. I'm going to kind of pick some of the best and the worst stories of the weekend. Yeah, 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 yeah. This is a horrible story for a Sunday morning on the morning of our Lord, but this happened, and I feel it is my duty to report it to you. A customer got a special delivery from Amazon when a driver had a poo on his front path. Now, I mean, it's in the sun, guys, and they own us, so onwards and upwards. Andrew Wingrave, 44, said his teenage son saw the man squatting and squitting. The incident was caught on CCTV outside Andrew's home, which is number two on a cul-de-sac. Whey! Plumber Andrew said, my 14-year-old son Mason came home from school to see the Amazon guy squatting on our drive. He did a poo into a bag, wiped with orange calling cards, then drove off, leaving his special delivery for all to see. How's your Sunday morning going, guys? Having fun?
Huh?
I was appalled and presumed it was a wind-up. It's unbelievable. I lost a kidney through a cancer battle. What? What if I contracted hepatitis C from the driver? He could have killed me. Browned-off Andrew reported the incident to Amazon and asked them to remove the poo. Last night, Andrew braced himself as he answered the door to an Amazon delivery he actually had been expecting. He said, I'm just delighted it wasn't another turd. I mean, Sunday mornings, listen, I never said it was going to be highbrow, did I? Did I? No, no, no! I'm booked here for the next 3 months. That may have just shortened incredibly after that story. I don't know. Morning, new boss. Morning. Live Aid, the anniversary of the year 1999. Deliveries. Oh, anything you want to call in about. You know the score. 0333 00 0333 00. It really is a show where you can phone in about absolutely anything you want. I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Tracks.
New music.
This is Virgin Radio.
Just give me a glimpse, I have to know.
Here's the thing. While the... Ian Lee here. Morning. Hi. While the music is playing, do you know what I'm doing? Obviously, I'm wigging out to the music and having a groovy time, but this is what I'm genuinely doing. If you're watching on Periscope, you'll know this. I'm on eBay bidding on gramophone players. Is it gramophone or gramophone? I'm bidding. I've got a sweet bid. I've already gone £60 over my top price. Sweet bid on a 1930s gramophone player. I've also bought a little machine that you clip onto a gramophone player. It lets you make your own records. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And to celebrate the fact I'm bidding on a gramophone record player, we can go over live to a pre-recorded bit. From the Latitude Festival, where I believe the Mac Twins are. Is that correct, Mac Twins?
Hi, Ian.
Hi,
yes,
Mac
we're
Twins.
Having a great time.
Yes.
You can hear from our voices.
Oh.
We're currently walking around the arena.
Are you?
The sun is coming up. It's totally empty. The
yes.
sun's coming up for the first time, actually.
Yes. Take the mic.
All weekend.
Away
so
from...
we're having a great time.
You a bit
it's
good.
So funny at Latitude, because it's like a
is
tale
it?
Of two festivals. During
yes.
the day, there's lots of kids running about
Literary.
With glitter and falafel.
Reference.
And
falafel.
In the evening... there's lots of adult ravers, little pockets
oh,
raving.
Speaking
no. of which, we went to Jaguar Skills last night.
Did
he's
you?
Insane, works of four decks.
Oh, four
ridiculous.
Decks.
So safe to say, we
four
need a coffee
decks.
And a disco nap this morning. So we'll check back in with you in about an hour.
Yeah, nice one. Thank you very much. Wow, he was rocking the four decks. I've only ever got up to three decks. And you heard them talking there about the festival. Just a word of warning, guys, to be sensible. Please don't overdo the falafel when you're at a festival, because some of that falafel really is bad for you. Okay, more from them later.
Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks. New music.
Virgin Radio.
Kick it! Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the
people who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You love another freak show sitting next to you. You love some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't fall. Wait for them to ask you who you know.
He sounds like a sexy robot. A sex bot, if you will. Doesn't he just? Doesn't he just? Here we go. Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy and I feel like loving you. That's what we're talking about. Ohio Express, dear listener. Morning, this is Ian Lee on Virgin Radio. You can call in any time you want. He says 0333 00 00 00. And do you know what? That's exactly what Dom has done. Good Sunday morning to thee, Dom.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, mate. What have you got for us on this, well, I don't know, is it a nice morning out there?
It's drizzly.
Yay! In my book, that's good because we need the drizzle for the plants to grow. That's what we need. Remember, farmers out there love a bit of drizzle. Now, Dom, what have you got?
What have I got? Right, I've decided.
Yes?
I was going to talk about Scale Electrics, but that's boring. Oh. I've decided I'm going to read you the start of somebody's biography or autobiography.
Oh!
And I want you to guess who it is.
Oh, okay. Oh, this we can do. This we can do. I've always wanted to do this as a phoning game, but I can never be bothered. So you've... Okay, beautiful, Dom. Away you go.
Well, I've got loads of them, and I was going through them last night,
yeah.
And I thought, that one's a bit sweary,
yeah.
And that one's too obvious, because half of them start with, my name is Dave Smith, and I did...
Half of them start with Dave Smith?
Yeah, he's very close. I think he's an agent or something.
You're obsessed with Dave Smith. Okay, go on then, let's be having you.
Right, this is the prologue, and you've got to guess who it is, before it gets to a very key line where you'll know who it is.
Okay. You've
got to guess
is it Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac?
It is not Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
Right. The stage manager asked me, are you all right? Yes, I'm okay. Now remember, I'm going to come off stage in between scenes and you're going to tell me who I am. Yes, I'll say, now you're Jekyll or now you're Hyde.
Oh.
You'll give me my first line and you'll point me in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you sure you're okay? I was far from okay. After 40 years in show business, my childhood dream was about to come true. It had been a long journey.
Is it David Hasselhoff?
Knight Rider had made me famous.
Is it?
Baywatch had made me rich.
Is it?
But Broadway had always been my dream.
Was I right?
Absolutely right. Wow. Waves, the autobiography.
Come on! Thank you, Dom. I didn't know that. Come on, guys. If you want to phone up and... thank you for that, Dom. If you want to phone up and read the opening of any autobiography, what a load of rubbish. Can you believe they've entrusted me with the Virgin Radio brand for 3 hours a week? Thank you very much for that, Dom. Sorry. 0333 00 This is Virgin Radio.
I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be. And I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment. And all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna. Moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
I don't think they'd understand. Oh, yeah. New music.
Virgin Radio.
Some things are long forgotten. Some things were never said. We were on one endless love. But I had a wandering heart. I said we were opposite lovers. You kept trying to prove me wrong. Just know that I want you.
Everyone likes Haim, don't they? Everyone likes them, don't they? Everyone likes them. They've got slick.
Very slick.
I know what would make this Virgin Radio studio a whole lot better. And I'm sure the boss can sort this out this week. We need a full drum kit in here. A full drum kit so that we can jam along to the songs. Coming up in a bit, some bloke called Joe has phoned in with his top 10 bands. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Classic tracks.
New music.
Virgin Radio. No one.
music. This is Virgin Radio.
A drum kit in here now, man alive. I can't play the drums, but got some bad news, guys. Got some bad news. Joe, who was going to give us his top 10 list of bands, has bottled it. He bottled it. I don't know why he called in with his top 10 list of bands, but I would like to have heard it. If you want to call in with your top 10 list, I tell you what we can do as a phone-in. We've talked about Live Aid. I've just been online looking to buy stuff. I know it's terrible. It's terrible. And I was looking at The Who and some books on The Who. I bet Keith Moon was the most annoying rock star. I bet he was a right pain in the backside. We can do that for the last hour. Who do you think would have been the most annoying rock stars ever? I'm going in with Keith Moon. 0333 00 That's the phone number. You can call in about anything. One of my favourite stories this week, and I love this, even though it involved two people being hospitalised. They're both alive, you have to say. The pictures of this are brilliant. A couple tried to copy Dirty Dancing Swan Move. That's the bit, I've never seen Dirty Dancing, but it's the bit when the lady runs towards Patrick Swayze and he lifts her up over his head, right? A couple tried to copy Dirty Dancing Swan Move ahead of their wedding, only to end up in hospital. Andy Price and fiancé, get this, Sharon Price, the same name? That's weird, man. Crashed into each other in a pub garden, leaving the family in fits of laughter. But Andy was knocked out and Sharon was winded. And there's brilliant pictures of them before he's assuming the position. I mean, I'll be honest. They're both old enough, and let's be frank, big enough to know better. She runs towards him, he goes to pick her up, they smack their heads, and there's just a picture of them on the floor. If you're watching on Periscope, I'm showing it to you. It's two people in severe physical pain. That's what we're laughing at, guys. 0333 00 00, your memories of Live Aid, why did you miss it? And can we come up with a list of the top five most annoying rock stars of all time? Keith Moon has got to be in there somewhere. Get that bloody car out of the swimming pool, Keith, you muppet. I'm Ian Lee, this is Virgin Radio.
Of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Is it now? Is it? Is it? Is it now? Yes? Morning, this is Ian Lee on Virgin Radio. Yes, it's time for the new news. Hit me hard, hit me sports!
Sports headlines!
Seven-time Wimbledon champion Roger Federer is aiming for a record eighth title this afternoon. He faces Croatia's Marin Cilic in the final, which gets underway on centre court at 2 o'clock. Arsenal's Alexis Sanchez looks like he's trying to negotiate a move away from the Emirates. The striker says he wants Champions League football in an interview with the Chile TV station, and that the ball is in Arsenal's court regarding his future. England's under-19s are celebrating today after winning the Under-19 championships in Croatia last night. They beat Portugal 2-1 in the final. Manchester City have signed Brazilian under-20 international Douglas Luiz. The 19-year-old midfielder signed from Vasco da Gama on a 5-year contract. Lewis Hamilton attempts to narrow the gap to F1 World Championship leader Sebastian Vettel this afternoon. He starts on pole for the British Grand Prix at Silverstone at 1 o'clock.
Yes!
South Africa are in a strong position on day 3 of the second test against England at Trent Bridge. A short while ago, they were 100-1, a lead of 230 in the second innings. I'm TalkSport's Will Rowe for Virgin Radio.
Thank you, Will. Still, we know Christine Bleakley won't be having IVF. Well, I'm glad that was in the news, guys. That was important, wasn't it? Thanks, Christine!
Classic tracks, new music.
Christine Bleakley will not be having IVF.
Is Virgin Radio.
decides to quit his job and head to New York City. This cowboy's running from himself. She's been living on the high shelf. Oh.
Here comes some business, guys. By the way, another 45 minutes of this, then John Jackson's on. You can give me a call, 0333 00 00 00, for anything you want. We're compiling a list of the most irritating rock stars. With a reason as well, because people on Twitter are going all Sting. I bet Sting's delightful company. I bet Sting makes a cracking cup of tea. Herbal, of course. So don't just say Sting or Morris. Give us a reason. Here's something, though, guys. Get your pens and papers at the ready. Virgin Radio Summer of Live Music is here with Europcar, and this weekend, well, you know we're live at Latitude Festival. We're going to hear from the Mac lads a bit later on. I'm hoping they've pulled the microphone away from their mouths a little bit, because it was very poppy. We'll be speaking to them live. That's what I mean. Not recorded. Yeah. Silly suggestion. So far, you've heard live performances from Declan McKenna, Palace, and the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. So follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Virgin Radio UK to catch all, and when I say all, I mean some, of the backstage action. You're going to get all the backstage action, because we all know what these pop stars get up to, huh? I've read the Sunday newspapers. I know what they like to do. It's each other.
Every time you smile, it's a fake. Stop pretending you got everything now. black again. Can't make it back again from everything now.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
Yeah, that's right. You can only follow that by the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. So, 38 minutes left. Like you care. Who cares, really? 0333 00 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. There was a thing in the Mirror yesterday, right? It's one of these things about how often you should clean stuff. And it's weird, right? The first question is, how often should you clean your door handles and light switches? You're meant to clean your door handles and light switches? I didn't know. I can honestly say I have never cleaned a light switch or a door handle. It says here, you're meant to clean them twice a week. Twice a week? It's question two. How often should you clean your dishwasher filter? It's got a filter? Every week. I don't even know where it is. How often should you replace your toilet brush? We've got the same toilet brush we've had for the last 5 years. It says here you're meant to change it 3 times a year. Really? Who's got the time and the money to do that? Question three, dear listener. Are you feeling dirty now? Because I'm feeling filthy. When should you change your vacuum cleaner bag? When it's full, when it's half full, when it's two-thirds full? Here's what I do, right? And this is absolutely truthful. We haven't got any... We never have any spare Hoover bags, right? So I just take it out to the wheelie bin and just empty out... Just I put my fingers in it and pull out as much fluff and dirt as I can and then put them back in the Hoover. That'll do, wouldn't it? That'll do. When should you replace your mop head? Oh, get a life. If you're thinking about replacing your mop heads, you should get a life, for crying out loud. How often are we supposed to do it? 3 times a year. Oh, come on, guys. They're mop heads. They're meant to be dirty. It's not like I'm licking it.
Classic tracks.
New music.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
New music.
Virgin Radio.
Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This April bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel, too much is never enough. You always there to lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost, now I'm found, ever since you've been around. You're the woman that I want, so you're putting it down. Come my lady, come my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. You in essence, some kind of hidden essence to show me life is precious, and I guess it's true. But to tell the truth, I really never knew till I met you. See, I was lost and confused, twisted and used. I knew a better life existed, but thought that I missed it. My lifestyle, wild, I was living like a wild child. Trapped on a short leash, paroled in police files. So yo, what's happening now? I see the sun breaking down into dark clouds, and a vision of you standing out in the crowd. So come my lady, come my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Hey sugar mama, come and dance with me. The smartest thing you ever did was take a chance with me. Whatever tickles your fancy, girls, me and you like Sid and Nancy. So sexy, almost evil, talking about butterflies in my head. I used to think that happy endings were only in the books I read. But you made me feel alive when I was almost dead. You filled that empty space with the love I used to chase. And as far as I can see, it don't get better than this. So butterfly, here is a song and it's sealed with a kiss. And a thank you, miss.
Come and dance with me.
Come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy.
This is a rude song, yeah? This is rude, isn't it? I'll make your legs ache. That's what he's singing.
You're my pretty baby.
We all know what the chorus is. Hey, I took my kids, right? I've got two boys who are 7 and 5. I took them to see the new Spider-Man film. It's brilliant. Absolute nonsense and wonderful because of it. But, right... there's a bit in it when no spoilers, don't worry. But there's a bit in it when a kid is like hacking into a computer and the teacher walks in and he doesn't want to say, oh, I'm hacking into a computer. So the kid said, she says, what are you doing in here? And he says, I'm looking at porn. And I'm there with my kids, right? And my 5-year-old who sat on my lap turns to me and says, Daddy, what's porn? From a 5-year-old. So I did what any dad would do. I ignored the question and he said it again. And so I told him. I didn't tell him. Of course I didn't tell him. I just said, oh, it's just silly stuff on the internet. But yeah, that word coming out of a 5-year-old. Anyway, as you know, dear listener, better than me, of course, all weekend we are at the Latitude Festival. And I think we're going to go, yes, we're going to go live now to the Mac lads who are there. How's it going?
Hi, Ian. Yes. We're still wandering about like
I know
lost
you are.
Sheep. And yes. Yeah, we're actually about to end. Enter the tent in which Fatboy Slim is going to headline
tonight.
There's
that microphone again, girls.
It's full of sort of eerie anticipation.
Eerie anticipation.
We've had such a good time. Like, it's such a varied festival. On Friday night we were dancing to Spice Girls and Guilty Pleasures. Oh. And then last night we were raving our heads off to drum and bass.
Well done.
And now we're wandering around looking for some hummus.
Hummus now, is it?
Which is just Latitude personified. But we've had a great time. We want you guys to relive it all as
well.
So Edith's going to be playing out all the highlights on Breakfast tomorrow morning. We'll be listening from our beds.
No, you won't.
With some carbohydrates.
No, you won't.
Have a big show.
No,
bye.
Yeah, no, you won't. You'll be asleep. So is hummus like? Is hummus street slang for like heroin or something? We're looking for some hummus. Hey man, are you holding some hummus? Is that how that works? I'd love a little bit of hummus. I'm feeling tired. It's been a long old day. Thank you very much for that. Good murderer. A round of hummus right now. Or some falafel.
Try to keep you close to me, but life got in between. Tried to square, not be in there, but said that I should have been. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so wide. Stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different life, we rub our backs into the sky. Now we call against the tide. Those distant days are flashing by. Other lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander, let us hold each other. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so high. Stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river, hold back.
Tell you, one of the things I hate are people who have wacky tattoos. Imagine having a wacky tattoo. Why would you defile yourself in such a... Not all tattoos, I'm not knocking all body art, but, people that have wacky tattoos. And here's a nutty uncle, dear God. A nutty uncle returned from his nephew's Benidorm stag do with... Where's Wally's Willy tattooed across his bum? Now, I mean, this is the responsible adult that was sent out to look after the nephew, and he gets Where's Wally with no trousers on tattooed on his bum. For crying out loud. Dad of two, he's a dad. This is why not everybody should have the right to vote, guys. Dad of two, Neil Ogden, 47, had the £120 cartoon inking done, while he and 19 other lads... 47, you ain't a lad, whooped it up on Zach Williams's boozy bash. And last night, here we go. Yeah, you've got to respect his honesty. Last night, the window firm boss admitted the reason I got this tattoo is because I'm an idiot.
I mean...
It really is that. There's a picture of it in the paper. You know Where's Wally? Bizarrely in America, you know what he's called? Where's Waldo? I mean... And there's Where's Wally on this fella's bum without any trousers and pants on. His kids must be so proud. His kids must be as proud of him as the mums are of the people that go on Love Island. Oh, God, I watched 5 minutes of that programme this week. Jeez, is that what we've come to, guys? Is that what we've come to? Airheads and dullards having it off on the TV. And it's the most viewed programme of all time. Sweet Lord. Sweet Lord. Dear listener, the show is approaching an end. It's approaching an end. There's still time if you want to call in. I'm not going to give you the number, though. I only want intelligent people to call in who can find out the number themselves. I'm here until one, and then it's John.
Same old, same bed.
Music.
Virgin Radio.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Guys, good news, guys. Here at Virgin Radio, we're celebrating new music with Summer Fresh Fest. Here's some new music. We're giving away an incredible opportunity for your band to perform live at the Roof Gardens in Kensington, all thanks to Virgin Mobile. Plus, we'll record and film your performance and play one of your songs in Edith Bowman at breakfast. Head to virginradio.co.uk/freshfest. That's virginradio.co.uk/freshfest. And send us one of your original songs now. You've got to be over 18, you muppets. And there's, like, rules and stuff. There we go. I'm reading this quiz about cleaning stuff. It turns out I am a dirty boy, and it's a miracle I'm still alive, right? Where's this one? Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Oh, here. Question 7. How long should you keep your dishcloths? 1 month? one day or one week? I've got a dishcloth that I think we've had for about 5 years. And here's the thing. I used it to wipe up a stain that the dog had left on the rug last week. That's actually a true story. You're supposed to get rid of your dishcloths once a flipping week. Who can afford that? Who can afford that? The rest of this quiz is a very, very depressing read. I mean, the last question, right? Last one I'll do.
Right.
Who knew? Who knew? How long should you keep your doormat? 4 months, 3 years, or 10 years? You're supposed to get rid of your doormat every 4 months. You are flipping joking. Doormats are well expensive. They're like... I've actually got no idea how much a doormat costs. I would say 20 quid every 3 months. Dear listener, thank you so much for listening. John is up next. I will be back next Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Follow me on Twitter at Ian Lee. Peace and love, guys.
New music. This is Virgin Radio.